The other short poem I'll read, and then I'll get on to a longer one and see how my time is another poem I wrote up at McDowell Colony. This is a rather characteristic McDowell Colony poem because it's about birds. Now, when you have the poet out in the woods, he has a choice. He can just either stare at that blank wall all day, which is what I was talking about, and that's very depressing. Or he can look outside and look at all these birds. And I did, and I got myself a bird book and went at it. Somewhere in the bird book, when I was getting discouraged, I ran across this remarkable statement. This is in the Roger Torrey Peterson book, Eastern version, The Field Guide to Birds. He was talking about the Philadelphia vireo. I'd seen a lot of little birds around my place. And I was trying to analyze some of them. Meanwhile, I had, as the poem indicates, a larger bird on my porch, which I called a phoebe, although since then someone has told me that phoebes never build nests on porches. I still think I had a phoebe on that porch. But he was there a long time. Roger Torrey Peterson was talking about the Philadelphia vireo. And he said, "Anyone unable to tell a vireo from a warbler is hardly ready to recognize this species." And I agreed with him. So here's the poem about Philadelphia vireo, although it's really about my phoebe. One can't do much in these woods without a bird book. Right on my porch sits a busy, light-breasted thing I named Phoebe, building a nest. And the pines by the house are held by a reddish-brown thrush and his reddish-brown mate, along with the smallest bird on the place, some warbler or finch, who struts down below on the needles on matchstick legs. Far out and high, I hear what I think is mockingbird. Then there are crows, robins, jays, a few pheasants, what all. I march up and down with my bird book, scholarly, interested in the variety of sounds, shapes, amused by my own insufficiencies as stalker of wildlife, but otherwise little disposed to be moved, to commune, to identify. Tolstoy described the Greeks as a half-savage, slave-holding people. He was angry not at the slavery or the savagery, sculpturing nudes, or even the Greeks themselves who made pretty temples, but at Christians, who in hundreds of years on their own had thought up no basic aesthetic of their own. He should have sniped at the birds too while he was at it, little pagans, for putting so many poets in bushes with bird books. It's a bad day and I feel like a fool out here with the birds. And now I'm writing these lines, dissonant things, and thinking bird things, because I'm a bloody professional bird and must damn well sing. So I sing, chirp, chirp. Yet, one can hardly dislike birds. They have energy, they are strange. There is wonder in energy, strangeness. Art needs that, man needs that. And I seem to be in these woods for that, the writing a man book. So I say to my Phoebe, the one on the porch, the busy one, who is flying in sticks to her nest like a drunken west wind, bird, man thinks, though he thinks much too much for all he knows of thee, well of thee.